from this afternoon. Lucky, me and Aotearoa mowed our lawns yesterday. I've just checked, Bernie O'Donnell didn't. So there you go. Word is out. We're looking at a high today, 18, overnight 9, a fine day tomorrow. And Rangi Tawai Reedy's going to dash home after work today and mow the lawns. Good on you, mate. Okie dokie, high tides today for the Waitemata Horiki Golf just before 5 and at Unihunga tonight at 8:30. Ken Laban joins us from Wainuiomata, where his lawns are like a billiard table because he's that sort of guy. Hey, Ken, tēnā koe.
I feel guilty.
Oh!
After I've been away all weekend, but I'll have a look when I get home, brother.
Okay, fair enough. Quite a sporting weekend. And look, let's not get too downhearted. When you're in tournament play, you can falter at the start and still come good. They've got Namibia this week, which shouldn't loom large as a threat for the ABs. Not the start they wanted, of course, but nor was the lead-up, eh, Ken? So we've got to be realists, I suppose, in this part of the world.
Yes, exactly, and trying to find a reason to be positive in what's been a couple of negative weekends for the All Blacks as well, with losses to South Africa and to the host nation, France, on the weekend. So, you know, everybody's trying to find the positives, but as we all know, a week's a long time in footy. They've got a reasonably easy run through the remainder of their trip down to the fourth place. So they'll get through to the final eight, that's for sure.
Thanks. I sort of asked you where you are, Ken, because I hope we've rung at a convenient time wherever you are. Where does today find you?
Yeah, on my way back from Hawke's Bay on Saturday and then Manawatu Northland yesterday, plus the championship final in the Wairarapa Cup yesterday. So just heading home now.
Good on you, Ken. Good on you, mate. Thanks for pausing en route. So what needs to happen here? Are we on a hide into nothing, or can we bounce back from this loss to the French? We know can turn it on from time to time. And, hey, they're the host nation. They had a lot to play for. Our guys couldn't cut it then. But what's your thinking going forward?
Yeah, well, I think, obviously, against the big teams, it's going to come down to the team on the day. And you can't judge the entire tournament based on the first club loss. Remember that France made the World Cup final in 2011. They lost two games in pool play. So it's not the end of the world. It is a setback. But having said that, when the I think the All Blacks are going to come off three positive weeks to be able to use the ball and get back on the horse, as they say. And I still think, obviously, that they're going to be a major threat in the tournament. You know, Tyrell Lomax will come back into it. And the precedence for Ethan Blackadder over Sean Stevenson, given they've lost a winger, was an interesting one, and also an indication of, especially given the sort of player that Ethan Blackadder is. He's a tough, physical, uncompromising back rower, so he's going to add something to the All Blacks as well. And many of us, including me, were very surprised he wasn't selected initially to go.
Let's acknowledge the Pacifica teams here for a moment, please. We saw it in the Rugby League World Cup too. What a stimulus that they provided for what many could have described as a lacklustre period in international rugby league. And hello, here come Tonga, then Samoa, and they're playing out of their skin. I mean, even the result this morning, Fiji going down by just, 6 points to Wales, is again a reminder that Pacifica nations have a place to play in these international tourney. What would you say of the contribution Pacifica rugby's having to this overall global competition?
Yes, and I think we've got a lot to be thankful for to the Tongan rugby league team. They really set Pacifica Rugby Union and Pacifica Rugby League on the track that it's on now. And especially, and I hope history never forgets the contribution and the significance of Jason Taumalolo and Andrew Fafita. They were the two high-profile players that are walk-up starts for every team that they're available for. And when they made the decision to go to Tonga, it wasn't for money. It certainly wasn't for fame or fortune. It was an acknowledgement and recognition of their ancestors and their parents and their grandparents. And both of them spoke lovingly and glowingly about the influence and impact that their whānau had had on them. And as a result, those two boys came. Then everyone else followed. And then we saw it happen with Tour Samoa Rugby League. Now we're starting to see it happen with Manu Samoa Rugby, with Stephen Luatua and Lima Sopoanga, former All Blacks that are now playing for Manu Samoa. And with Fiji, well, nine of those Fijian players are from the Fiji and Tua team that plays in the Super Rugby competition in Australia, and 18 members of the squad play in Europe. You know, so we are seeing the rise of Pacifica Rugby, and everybody's talking with some confidence that one of them will make the quarterfinals at the World Cup this year.
Tēnā koe. Okay, let's look at the Warriors. To be honest, mate, I've been fingers crossed for them, but I wasn't surprised. And in the end, like many, I hope, applauded Penrith's, the way they drilled, the tightness of their attack, beautiful football, and, you know, undoubtedly a masterclass once again from young Nathan Cleary, who cut his teeth. He was a ball boy here. So whilst disappointed, again, being a realist, that's the level of play needed to win the NRL. Our guys came up short. They'll get another chance this weekend. That won't be easy either against Newcastle. But let's concentrate on that game at Penrith. And I guess in some ways you weren't surprised.
No, I'm not. It was the old bull against the young bull. And when I talk about the old bull, I'm referencing their fourth consecutive playoffs, winning the first round. They are a team that knows the way to the promised land. They are a team that knows how to play short, knows how to play long, knows how to dig in, knows how to play hard and tough, and knows how to play wide and out on the edge. They've got key players and dominant players at every single key position in the team, and that's a reflection, obviously, of their success. They're odds on to do the triple, and even with the absence of Jerome Luai in the 5'8" jumper, they didn't miss a beat. And I think most people are saying that it was only really going to be the Broncos and the Storm, or potentially the Warriors, that would have the ability to upset the Panthers. And the Warriors, as you know, were operating on one wing without Sean Johnson, who's been such a key player for them, especially at the end of the set of six, and his absence has been enormous. As much as we try to play it down and say it's not about one guy and all that, but we saw how vulnerable Penrith were when Nathan Cleary didn't play. We've seen how poor the Broncos have been until Adam Reynolds got there from South. So, you know, there are key players in all of the big teams that that you need on the field for the big moments. And that doesn't in any way detract from what a wonderful season it's been for the Warriors. They were on the wrong road in recent years. They were headed in the wrong direction in recent years. We could talk about a plan, and we could talk about the people, and I'm not going to get personal in any way whatsoever, but it's obvious to me and everybody that the path that they're on, the group that they've got, the culture, both from a Māori and Pacific Islander point of view and from a football point of view, it's got them heading in a whole different direction. So, you know, I look at this year as year one, and what will be next week and the week after and the week after will be. And if it's to be, it will. If it's not, then nonetheless, as I said, it won't detract from this Warriors. It's going to be a team, in my view, that's got the ability to be in the top eight every year from now on and be a serious threat for the top four and start to challenge more regularly for the competition. And the more successful they are, the better players that they will attract in key positions. So I don't, you know, in spite of the consecutive losses in the last couple of weeks, I don't see any negatives in what the Warriors have achieved in 2023.
And wishing them well, obviously, at Mount Smart on Saturday night against Newcastle. Just finally, too, Adesanya suffers what's described as a shock defeat, but I've never warmed to, in the fight game, a lot of loudmouth and what comes across as arrogant rhetoric. I prefer guys who are pretty humble in the way that they carry themselves. He was indeed humbled yesterday by this bloke. Is that the end of Israel Adesanya? What did you make of that?
Well, I don't know if it's the end. Dale, you know, I suppose the reality is with the UFC and with those big encounters and those big box office, you know, it's all an act. They have to promote. They have to promote the fight. We see it from Paul Gallen when he was in the fight game. He himself had almost admitted that he was a little bit embarrassed with some of the things he had to say, and found himself being forced to say all in the interest of trying to promote the fight and getting punters to buy into the pay-per-view. So, you know, if you can generate hype before the contest and call each other names and get some attention, especially in the mainstream media, and if that draws pay-per-view viewers to the broadcaster that's financing the event, then that's a win-win for everybody. But, you know, I understand what you say about how irritating it can be when, you know, they don't come across as humble. I don't know if it is the end of Adesanya. I don't know what he's qualified, what else he's qualified to do. Basically, he's born to fight. Going to have a few setbacks, and he'll need to find a way to generate another payday for himself. But it doesn't strike me as the sort of guy that's going to get a job at Woolworths for the rest of his life.
I think that's a fair call. Travel safe home. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for joining us, man.
Kia ora, bro.
Kia ora. All the best. Appreciate you. Your constant kōrero on our program. Ken Laban, one of life's good guys. Also want to acknowledge Auckland, who did win the Whara Palmer Cup in the Premiership final against Canterbury, which is a good win, 39-27. And my colleague here would